in Perek Memdalid. So there's a very unique interpretation, page 126, that even if a person thinks that his love and fear of Hashem is a koyach dimyoni, is an illusion, don't worry about it, because it is true due to the fact that we all have this love, this concealed love. Then he says, "Val ze amro," about this, it says in the Gemara, it's a Gemara in Kedushin, "Machshava toiva," a good thought, "Hakadosh Baruch Hu mitzarfo lemaisa," Hashem combines it with an action, "Lias gadfin leparuch hakanal," that it could become the wings to help that mitzvah ascend heavenward. Okay, so what is he saying? He's saying like this: even if the person doesn't have active emotional love, don't worry about it, because Hashem's going to take the love and he's going to combine it with the action that you did without the love, and he's going to put it together.
Maybe not even you, yourself.
Right? So according to him, he's saying he's taking your concealed love, which is part of your Yerusha. Now, I want to show you what the contemporaries, how the his contemporaries interpret the same concept. Have a seat, Bob. So the first one we will go to is the Noam HaLemelech. The Noam HaLemelech was authored by Rebbe HaLemelech of Lizhensk, one of the older Talmidim of the great Maggid. And we're going to look on Daf Rom. Ayyayma. Okay, it's a piece in Parshas Mitzayra in Noam HaLemelech. We're going to start from the right-hand column. It says this is going to be the plight. They're in the first copy of Josh. This is going to be the plight of the Mitzayra. Vahuva el HaKoyen. What does that mean? Vahuva, he will be brought to the Koyen. Kra diktiku kamoi, says Rebbe HaLemelech. The early commentaries already asked, Mazeh biyosei el HaKoyen. Why is the guy sick? Why is he coming to a Koyen? Ketzorach lirfuah, tzayv l'shiyach, sacharef ha-mumcha. Somebody who's ill, he's got a skin disease, should go to a good doctor. Vigam uba el koyin hayloy daim. It should say he should come to the koyin. Vleva huva, and he will be brought. Shemash ma'ayid acherim. It sounds like somebody's going to drag him to the koyin. Vinirali says Rebbe Melech al pi teisa b'gemara kedushin machshava toiva hakadosh baruch hu mitzarf lemaisa, that a good thought Hashem mitzarf lemaisa. So generally people translate this as Hashem considers it an action. But the real translation is that Hashem combines it with an action. Is Yira the Farish, Haloshin Tziruf. He says, I want to focus on this strange language of combining. Shahoya Leiloyma Machshova Limaisa, that Hashem considers it like an action. Dehine HaMachshova Sha'oda Machashav Ezadavar. When a person thinks something, is Aim Bashum Pnia. You can't have ulterior motive in thought. Meaning, when you do something, you can do something and then have a thought which is an ulterior motive. Right? So you're doing one thing, but you're thinking that I'm trying to impress people. Right? Or I want to get God to like me, or something like that. You can have all kinds of motives. But in thought, the thought is the thought. You can't have an ulterior motive in the thought. Right? Kimiyadeya bai, because who knows what you're thinking, right? Then nobody can read your thoughts. If nobody's reading your thoughts and you don't have an ulterior motive to think one way, so that somebody's going to think well of you for thinking well, because nobody knows what you're thinking when you're thinking well. Right. Now, therefore, v'im adam mechashiv la'aseh mitzvah, a person is thinking about doing a mitzvah, yesek ha-Torah, or the study of Torah. He's thinking about it. V'loy also, and he wasn't able to do it. Machmas Ezoin is because something came up that prevented him from doing it. V'od the Macher and somebody else, Oisik b'Torah, Oimitzvus, Oimitzvus, somebody else who is actively toiling in Torah and Mitzvus. Raksha Mechavin Ba is a Pnia, but that other person who is actually doing it has got all kinds of Cheshbain is going, he's got all kinds of ulterior motives, all kinds of other side reasons that he's doing it. Sakadosh Baruch Hu Mitzarfes Ovda Hazois. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is going to take this guy who's doing it with all kinds of ulterior motives, and he's going to take that guy's action, lemachshavto shel tzaddik, to the pure thought of the tzaddik who wanted to learn, and Hashem's going to contribute it and make it like he did the action with the other guy's action with his pure thoughts.
Okay? It's also true if he has no kavan at all, particularly.
He doesn't say that here. Well, the kach zocha, that's the meaning of Chazal say, zocha, if a person has merit, noitel chelkei v'chelik chaveir. He gets his own portion and his friend's portion. How's he getting his friend's portion? Pirish Kanal. He says the pshat is like I just said. Im zocha. Zocha from the language of zaka. If he has a pure thought, letaris machshav toy tomid, that he's able to cleanse his thoughts. Umachash of lasis mitzvahs, and he thinks about doing mitzvahs in his batlamimana mikayachesiba, but he's prevented from doing it for some reason. Is noitala mitzvah shal chaveiro isha'osa b'maisa? He takes the mitzvah of his friend who actively did it, of a loyb machshava, who that guy wasn't able to do it with any kind of thought. V'nishlam achikach ayidei zeh mitzvah shleim, and now you have a complete and a total mitzvah through the two of them. Now look at what he does now. V'zehu la'olam yilmad adam Torah mitzvah shalei lishma. Person should always do Torah mitzvahs even for the wrong reason. Shemitoch shalei lishma ba lishma. From shalei lishma you're going to come to lishma. Says there by the Melech, Pirish Kanal, Hainu mitoch zeh shalomad shalei lishma. Through the actions of the guy who learned for the wrong reasons, ba, the mitzvah is going to come, lizet, to the person, shechishav lilmadaisa mesachta lishma. The mitzvah itself is going to walk over, it's going to travel to the guy who wanted to do it for the right reason, and it's going to combine to make up a whole mitzvah, menenes lelamad kanal, ba lishma, it's going to come.
Wow.
So he says, therefore he says, the study of Torah Shalom Yitzira of a person who's not doing things right. Matakante. What? How can you fix it? V'huva on the coin. Don't worry about it. It's going to be brought to the coin. That Torah that you do for the wrong reason will be brought to the tzaddik who tried learning the Torah wasn't able to do so. So your Torah shaloi lishma that was done with all kinds of ulterior motives, ba lishma is going to come from over the kain, it'll be brought to the kain. Okay. Then he goes on to say the tzaddik's going to go out and he's going to help this guy who did it. But that le'inyaneinu, you see how the Rebbe Melech learns. Machshava Teva. If one person has a good thought, Mitzar from the Maestro, the Rebbeinu Shlomo is going to take it and combine it with the action. Okay? Now, today's my grandfather's Yahrzeit. So, we'll learn a piece from the Rebbe Bzisha, who was his predecessor. So, go to the page there where you have the Petes in Zahava Menorah. Left-hand column and daf peites. Machshava tova, Hakadosh Baruch Hu mitzar for the maase. Shamati. Now, the one who's speaking here is the Pri Chaim. Pri Chaim is a Pirush and Pirkei Avos from, we learned them a bunch of times in his other sefer called Erech L'Chaim from Avraham Chaim of Zlotchev. He was the son-in-law of the Hafla. So he wrote a Haggadah and a Sefer on Pirkei Avos. So he learns Pshat here in a Mishnah. And in explaining the Mishnah, he quotes this Gemara, Machshav HaTev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzayif HaLamayis, so that a good thought, Hashem combines it to an action. So he says, Shamati, I heard myself, Min Arav HaGodol Beitzina Kadisha HaMenoyach Mereini Reb Zisha Zuchayna L'chayi L'mabo. He heard himself from the Reb Zisha. Reb Zish explained, what does it mean? That a good thought that the Rebbeinu Shlaim combines it to an action. Why didn't Chazal simply say that a good thought is like an action? Is Alpi, he explained it, Alpi Masha Amru, Begimar Chulin, Reb Pinchas Ben Yair, Vilchus Ben Yair traveled, and he came to the city where Rebbe lived. Shnafik Rebbe Lape. Rebbe came to greet him. How would you like to come and have a meal by me? Rebbe said to Rebbe Pinchas Ben Yair, he said, yeah, for sure. Ta'avu panav shal Rebbe. So Rebbe's face lit up. Amalai, kimeduma ata shemayda hanami yisraelani. What do you think? He said, Rebbe Pinchas Ben Yair says to Rebbe, you think that I swore off pleasure from other Jews? No. Yisrael kedoshim heim. Jews are holy. Yesh reitze v'ein lai. Some Jews want to do, they want to give, but never, they don't have what to give. And then you have yesh yesh loy vein reitze. So then you have holy Jews who have money, but they don't want to give. Uksiv al talachem es lechem rai. So he said, don't eat by somebody who doesn't want to give you. But he says, you, Rebbe, you have and you want to give, of course I'll come to you. So Tosfos asked the obvious question. Oh, here you go. Vina midaktik. Turn the page. Masha Omar. That which Reb Pinchas Ben Yair says, Daf Tzadik, Yisrael kedoshim heim. Kol Yisrael are holy. You don't have it? I didn't make copies of Tzadik. Yeah.
It's back on the other.
So he says, so the guy who's got the money, he's got the bucks and doesn't want to give it, Lomanikra Kodesh. I understand why the guy who wants to give but doesn't have money, I know why he's a Kodesh. But why somebody who has the money but has no desire to give, why is he a Kodesh? Va'omav di'isa b'toisvis. Toisvis writes there. Shebehemis ain't it writes it. Believe. Truly, he doesn't want to give the money. Avo machmas midas busha sheyesh b'Yisrael. But because Jews have an attribute called embarrassment, shame, is machmas busha because of shame. So mizamin. He invites him, Shiyach Letzli, he should come and eat. He sees everybody else is inviting guests. What am I going to be the only guy in town that doesn't have guests? So he goes and invites him. Because of this attribute, that he has his busha, and that he's embarrassed, and because of his embarrassment, he goes ahead and invites people. That's why he's still called Kaddish. Why? Machbas midas busha Shiyashli. Look at this. Because of his embarrassment, he does the opposite of his. He overcomes his true nature. Okay, that's how Tosfos explains. Now, everybody knows. When a person does a mitzvah, he acquires a praklit. What's a praklit? Okay. Malach. Nivra min ha-mitzvah. He creates a malach min ha-mitzvah sha'asa, from the mitzvah that he did, v'hu melitz alav, and that malach becomes a defender for him, an advocate. Izvini gam b'malach yesh guf v'neshama. Even angels have spiritual bodies and souls. Shel neshama, shel ruchnias. They have a spiritual body and a spiritual soul. Now, the guy who gives tzedakah and he invites a guest, but he does it without desire, is hamaisa hu toiv. The action is very good. So he creates a very good body for the malach because the action is good. But the malach has no soul because there was no desire to do it. Ki kavanosa ain't type, because the intent was not good. Shasiyas hamitzvah who believed it's in a klarak machmas busha, because he did it without any desire. He only did it because he was embarrassed into doing it. Aval klalos Yisraelim shorish echad. The good news is that klal Yisrael is all one, and therefore v'yesh b'chalos Yisrael yesh roitzev yein lo. There's one guy who wants to do it but doesn't have the money to do it. He wants to give tzedakah lahazman archim and to invite guests, but he doesn't have the ability to do it. And v'yesh leitzagodom, and he has terrible anguish, and yochel ligma mechshavta, that he can't carry out his thoughts. So with those good thoughts, he creates nisham alamalach hazeh. He creates a soul for this other angel, shebara adam hazeh b'maise, that this other guy created with his action. Asher also machmas busha b'liritzayna. He creates the soul for the other guy's body who did it without any desire. V'zeh pirish, says the Heilige Rebbe Reb Zisha. V'zeh pirish, this is the explanation. Machshav etoiva, the good thought. Shechoshav Adam Zed, that this guy thought, La'asayis mitzvah, to do a mitzvah, kigayin tzedakah v'achnos hazorachim, like tzedakah, or inviting guests. Ubar neshama l'malach. And he creates a soul for an angel. Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzar v'lemayis, Hashem comes along, and combines it with an action, Hazeh, she'osa zed, that the other guy did, she'osa tzedakah b'lirit. So in Ad Kan Devarav, says the Prichayim, these are the words of the Reb Zisha, v'divrei pi chacham chen. The other place that they quote this, they write that the Reb Zisha wept to understand what Tosfos was saying, and the Baal Tosfos himself came to him and gave him this explanation so he would understand it. Okay? So this is how the Reb Zisha learns, a little bit different than the Reb Melech. Not that the action is taken away, but that Hashem in his kindness comes and puts these two together. Okay? Now, the next copy you have there is from a Sefer Ginza Yisrael. Ginza Yisrael was authored by the Rebbe Yisrael of Chartkiv, who was the second Rebbe of Chartkiv. He was a son of Reb David Moshe, who was the son of the Heilige Rishoner. And he was a Goyin HaGoyinim, this Rebbe Yisrael. So he says in Parshas V'yishlach as follows. V'yishlach Yaakov Malachim Lefanav. You got it? Daf Kuf Chof. Not Kuf Chof Aleph. Kuf Chof. V'yishlach Yaakov Malachim Lefanav al Esavach. Yaakov sends angels, messengers to Esav. The Medrash. Posach v'posuk. The Medrash Rabba opens with the posuk. Al titen Hashem ma'avi Rosh. Hashem should not give the desire of the Rosh. Here's the doctic. Holy Amedish is there Shaykh Yosa, the Dorish Lahalon. It should be later on, Be'ez she spell Yankiv, when Yankiv in the Davins, Velaykan, she saprak Masha'osi Yankiv, Pu'ula Gashmias, Beshlichos Alesav. Here, he's just getting ready for the meeting. Later on, when he Davins, that's when the Medish should have brought that Yankiv Avinu was Davining to Hashem. Hashem, don't allow the desires of Esav to be fulfilled. But now, where does it have a shaychus here? Oydish the didactic, mashukasib medrash, alakosav hazeh, zehu shenemar, medrash says here, birchois, brochis l'resh tzadik, blessings to the head of the tzadik, zeh yankiv, that refers to yankiv. Ufi rosha yichase chamas, and the mouth of the rosha conceals his chamas, zeh Esav, that refers to Esav. Where do we see this? Third paragraph. Wisdom is better than ammunition. This refers to the wisdom of Yankiv. Mikli Kerev Zeh Shal comes Rabbi Levi and says, Zainam Kle Zain Mibifnim. Their Zion is their Kle Zion is ammunition. Their war Kalim are inside. Vilbishan Levon Mibuchutz, and they're wearing white on the outside. They make themselves look very pious on the outside, and they are evil on the inside.
So,
what's the wisdom here? That the Medrash is referring to the wisdom of Yankov. What happened here? Well, what's going on? Lavan Garti, well, he's trying to impress Esau with the fact that he lived with Lavan. Why is he trying to impress Esau with it? Is Esau really going to be impressed with his religiosity? What's more, Gamash, because of Rashi, Zalva Ishlach Yankim, Malochim, Malochim Mamish, he sent literally angels, Yesh Ledayak, Ma Kavanos, Betevis Mamish, what does he want with the Mamish, Im Lay Dienish, Hay Malochim? If he's trying to tell us that these were angels, Hay Lay Lichtev, Malachim Mali, should have written angels from above. Next page. In the Farish Kolze, Agdim Masha Shemati B'Shem HaKodesh HaRebbe Reb Zisa Zatzal. Okay, Dav Kuf Chof Aleph, there, you got it? I want to write according to what I heard from Reb Zisa Masha, Reb Pinchas Ben Yoy, the explanation of Reb Pinchas Ben Yoy, Yisrael Kedosh Shemem Yisrael, the holy Yeshu who writes, there are those who want to give to the poor, Ve'ein Le, but don't have, Yeshu Yeshu Le, Ve'ein Le, there are those who have, and they don't want to give. Vidikta, and then Reb Zisa asked, Im Kein Ma Kedusha Yesh B'Zeh, where is the holiness in this? Halei Zeh She'ein Le, the guy who doesn't have, La Yasa Mitzvah, he doesn't do the Mitzvah, Mipnei She'ein Le, because he never doesn't have the money to do it with. But if it's Eshi Yeshle, the guy who has the money, Vayner writes, he doesn't want to, Lassois, what kind of holy guy is that? And then, to make matters worse, Gama Shapir Shatoisvis, Afilah, Ikri Kedoshim, Toisvis says, nonetheless, the holy, Shemizaman is Chavri, because he invites him, Lechalet of Bidea Busha, because he's embarrassed into doing it. His Matiknub is Atoisvis. Did Toisvis really answer the question? That makes a person, Holy Mikomokim, Kedusha Inkan. You want to say that he's a nice guy? Or you want to say that he was embarrassed into doing it? Okay, Kedusha? That's the definition of Kedusha, is a guy who's embarrassed into doing a mitzvah, that's Kedusha. Vomaru. We know. Shabbasiyas a mitzvah, that when a person fulfills a mitzvah, it's Mashi Yase ben Yisrael, whatever a Jew does, Yiborim is a malach, he creates an angel. Vina malach hazeh, this angel, imki huruchni, if he is spiritual, im kolzeh, yesh loy, gam loy, yesh neshama v'gof. Even a spiritual angel has a spiritual body and a spiritual soul. From the intent that the person has when he does the mitzvah, he creates the soul of the angel. But when you have people who want to do mitzvahs, and he has good, noble thoughts, but he can't carry it out, is all he can create is the soul of the malach. There's a whole other person. She has a mitzvah, does a mitzvah, but he does it robotically. He creates the body for the angel. What does the Rebbeinu Shleim do in his abundant kindness? If he combines, he combines the thought, the noble, beautiful thoughts of the one who wants to do it right, with the actions of the guy who can't do it right. And he creates a whole mitzvah. It becomes a whole single angel. The imke, that being the case, is bezeh shekol Yisrael chaverim. Sounds like a federation campaign. With this, that all the fact of all the Yisrael chaverim is yuchlu leheyosos hitztarfes kazos. Only because we're all one. For this reason, we can combine and make this unity. V'zeh kavonas ma'amre Pinchas. Yisrael kedoshim heim. Klal Yisrael al all kedoshim. U'lechein, for this reason, yitzdaf v'zeh l'zeh. Because they're all kedoshim, it allows for the combo to take place. V'zeh sh'roitze v'ein lo'i. And as a result, u'boyer nishmas ha'malach. The guy who wants to do it but can't, he creates the neshama. So the guy who has it and doesn't want to do it, he creates the body. But the question is, the guy who has it and doesn't want to do it, why is he creating a body? He's not doing anything. By not wanting, you don't create an angel. That's why Tosfos answers, there's got to be an action there, because if there's no action, there's no body. So he's inviting guests because of embarrassment. Tosfos is answering the Reb Zisha's kasha on how it is that he's creating the body. Kimte chod gvedeva. Ubezel mati lefarish kavonas chachmenu zal. He says, Bikish lasis mitzvah v'lo yasa. Chazal brachis say, a person wants to do a mitzvah and didn't do it. Ma'al alav akosav ki lasa, the Torah considers it as if he did it. Ulefi devar of nachanu, according to the Reb Zisha, it makes sense. Ki biritzainai, because just with desire itself, lo bara ala ach nishmas ha-malach. All he created was the soul. Alken HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzar for the ma'aseh shel zulasi, Hashem combines it. V'naseh gam guf ha-malach, he creates the body. V'zeh gam ken kavonas chachmeinu zal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarif machshav ha-toyv ha-ma'aseh. This position says explicitly, Hashem combines the thought with the action. V'yesh lahav and ma'aloshen mitzarif, what kind of combination are we doing here? Ho'yelo lehim ha-machshiv k'ma'aseh, he considers it like an action. Elin is kavin b'loshen mitzarev lehechrich litzarev ha-machshav ha-lamayasi, is combining the thought to the act. Ki b'lad is ois, because without that, lo yil ha-malach guf, this angel's not going to have any body. Im zeh, but with this action, yil ha-guf gam gen b'yasholim.
So here you have, the guf is being created by Hashem.
Right.
Not by at the times, second
right,
party.
Right, this is the other chesed. Ki ilu asa. Now he comes ahead and proposes the following. Esav's power was in the fact of Mashakaim Kibudav. Right? That was Esav's mitzvah, Esav Div Kibudav. His Kibudav was totally external. Okay? He was trying to impress people. L'man yikabel bracha v'yirusha. He was trying to receive the brachas of L'man yirich and yomecho. He wanted to get the Yerusha. So Esav was into it for ulterior motives.
If Yitzhak Avinu was blind, then why was Yitzhak Avinu tricked by Esav, who was doing the chitzonius? I would have thought that Yitzhak would have been attracted to the panemius, which is all that he could sense.
Forget, he got the sherus, he got the service. Esav did the services, served him well. Bathed them, he dressed them.
Bought him the food.
Right. Conversely, look what he says. L'man yikabel, sorry, Esav's reason for doing it was L'man yikabel bracha v'yerusha, to get both the blessings and the Yerusha. Ule umasa, in contrast to him, Yankiv Avinu, haya be'emes ritzayna the kaimitz is kibudav. He had a desperate desire to do it. There was a problem. Elishananas, he couldn't do it, Kivin Shabarach Mipnesa, because he ran away. He was at a great distance. He was afar. So he wanted to do it for the right reasons, but couldn't do it because he wasn't there. You see where this is going?
This is great.
Right? Vim Kane, Machshavtoi Hoysilatoiva. See, Yankiv has great thoughts, no ability to do. He's missing the action. So according to the din, the action of Esav should have come to him. He really would have wanted to do that. That's what his desire was. There need to be some shadchin who's going to bring together Esav's actions and Yaakov Avinu's desires. Shiyalayim Esav and Atiyah. L'man yuchal ekabel etzarif ma'aseh shalai. There's got to be some glue to bring together his action, El Machshavtei, to Yaakov Avinu's thoughts. Go to Kuf Chav Beis. U'bezeh Atiyah mitzvah seh shalai. That will make the mitzvah whole. V'zu ha'isa kavanosei ba'amincha sheshalach loy. L'karev da'ate elav. This was what the intent was in the gifts that Yankiv sent to Esav, was to create some bond so Yankiv Avinu can draw out of Esav the actions of Kibudam of to combine them with his thoughts. He sent him a eagle, says the Yalkut Ruveni. Vusadus an eagle. Dini yidua da nesher hu b'merkava. The Nesher is one of the images on the chariot. The Nesher is a unclean bird. Why would that be on the Merkabah? Everything that exists in on dry land exists in the sea. Umevayer Sham, the Gemara says, Sha'avelu aminim shebi'abal shahim tameim, even those species that on the dry land are unclean animals, their counterpart, bayam, tahirim haim. Their counterpart in the sea is a kosher animal. But anywho, what's the idea? This goes back to our Shalashudis Shmuz. Everything needs to receive its life source in Kedusha. Without a life source in Kedusha, it could not endure. If that's the case, where is the Tomei world getting its nourishment? They are very distant from Kedusha. For this reason, Hashem made that whatever is Tame on dry land is clean in the sea. And therefore it has its cousin that's giving its Kedusha in the water. So there's an eagle counterpart in the water, which is tahar. L'chein yuchalias b'merkava. For that reason, it could be in the merkava. L'man yashpia v'yikabel al mina v'ezechiyash yuchal d'skayim. It's the representative of all the minim tameim in the merkava from which they're drawing their sustenance. Gemma kegvait. V'zois hoisa kavonas yankiv avinu olav hashal. This was Yankiv Avinu's intent. Sheshalach lay nesher. This is why he sent Esav a gift. He sent him an eagle. And he showed him a relationship. Lawyers like to teach him that his action will be elevated with Yaakov Avinu's noble thoughts. Dugmas, as an example of a nesher, just like the nesher, that receives its sustenance by having a species which is tar. Avkan, so too here, Nochutz Ledeskarav Elvesav, we got to meet up. Elagdusha, you need to come to Gedusha Laman Toivasoi for your own good. Vizuaisa Melchama Bedaki Shalom. This was a war in the way of Shalom Shayadeze Yukach Mimenu Asiyas Mitzvus Kibadav, so that Yaakov Avinu can take from Esav the action, and Esav will get credit ultimately for being the one who built the body of the mitzvah. With this we understand all the midrashim. Toiva chachma, wisdom is good, zu yankiv. Mikli kerev shal Esav, from the inner kerev, kli of Esav. Ma asa, shezayna bifnim, they have their zayin bifnim. Ubameh, bezeh shal bishal mavanim b'chutz, they have their white on the outside. Vikirev da'at elav, see he came close to him. Is Bezel said Milchama, with this he did Milchama v'lokech memenu ha'maisa shalamitzvah, and with this new relationship, this Milchama, he was able to take from him in the action of the mitzvah. Bezel be'emes chachma d'flow, was a great wisdom of Yaakov Avinu to figure out how he's going to put together a total package of a mitzvah of kibbutz. Where is he going to get it from? Imkein ha'shlichas lo'yhoisim p'shitas, it wasn't just what it looked like on the outside. In this gift, there was both a prayer and a milchama to be able to extract from him this action. What did he send? Yaakov Avinu was trying to create whole angels. That don't allow his true intent, don't allow Yosef to think that he's getting away with thinking that he fulfilled the mitzvah correctly. It's all Yankivs. For this reason, the brachas also belong to Yankiv. Why? Because the mouth of the Rasha conceals his true evil intent. Because the mitzvahs that he did were only external. Lechasos, to conceal Achamas, the evil Shaya Bekirba that he really had inside of him. He had only evil thought. The only way to redeem it and make the action good was by attributing the action to Yaakov Avinu. I want to prove to you, Esav, that this belongs to me because I completed all the mitzvahs. I wasn't even missing one of them. Meaning, I want you to know, Esav, even your kibud av ve'em is mine. He wanted to show it to him. See, he sent him angels, and he said to him, look how nice and healthy these angels look, Esav. Because of Rashi, malochim mamish, they're totally healthy, vibrant angels. B'neshama v'guf. Look at them, Esav. Look at these angels. These angels have a body and a soul. Esav, where do you think they got it from? Yes, Esav, the body came from you. The neshama came from me. And I'm sending them to you, meaning they're my angels. I owned and operated by Yankov and company. You, Taka, did the action, but because of your ulterior motives and your evil, you did them on my behalf. Thank you, Esav.
Because of the evil thoughts.